We continue our series, How to Overcome Pain and Bloom Again. We've already talked about the purpose in our pain and the promises of God. And this week we focus on God's presence. John 16:33 says, I have told you these things so that in me you may have perfect peace. In the world, you have tribulation and distress and suffering. But be courageous, be confident, be undaunted, be filled with joy. I have overcome the world. My conquest is accomplished. My victory abiding. Those are the words of Jesus. He warned us that we were going to experience tribulation. He warned us about that. We also need to just realize that this is earth and that he has purpose, like we've talked about in this series. He has purpose in our pain. He has given us his promises and he has given us his presence. And that's what we're focusing on this week. A lot of people cannot believe that I live with chronic pain. They act shocked because I don't look sick, as they say. Well, I give God credit for that. While surgeries have indeed helped me, I still wrestle with the condition with which I was born. And the Lord gives me victory. Some days are tougher than others, and it's not been easy. But the Lord makes all the difference. And I'm going to share some ways that you can experience his presence. He can give you the win in daily life, whether your pain is emotional or physical. He is ready with open arms for you to run to him for comfort. He loves you. Remember the cross? Let's have a good talk together. What happens when you're in pain? Often, the pain becomes our focus, doesn't it? This is a natural response, but we need to learn how to recover our focus even as we recover and cope with the pain. This is when we must allow ourselves to make God's word our obsession and his presence our fixation. Follow Jesus, and feelings often follow. Remember, his love never leaves, and Jesus himself said, I am with you always. And that includes right now, my fellow believers. Instead of resisting his comfort by distracting ourselves with other things, we need to make ourselves sit still in his presence and open our hearts to his. When we submit ourselves to God and open our hearts to him, we experience his comfort, hope, and deep peace. We just need to repent, believe, and receive Jesus as Savior and Lord. And once we know him, we just come to him. We ask for his fresh cleansing and comfort. When we discipline ourselves to spend time to focus on God's word and spend time in his presence, we experience his peace, his comfort, his hope. Do you want to do that today? We'll pray in a little bit. But let's talk some more about God's presence and how it makes all the difference. When we're in pain of any kind, our vision blurs greatly. We become very nearsighted. We see only the closest things, such as our sources of pain. Yet God sees everything. He sees eternity, and he can give us his perspective as we spend time in his presence. We must be willing to submit to him and not turn away from him as our source of comfort. If we allow the distractions of this world to infiltrate our thinking patterns, we experience compound pain and unnecessary problems. Therefore, we have to be disciplined about our focus. It is important to have a game plan to improve your vision of the present by spending time in his presence. Implement your preferred delivery method of God's word. Use an audio Bible app, a Bible on CD. Listen to encouraging Bible-based music. And if you're able to read, then read the Bible every chance you get. It's part of the treatment plan for your pain. Concurrently, do everything possible to tap into your support network at church and intentionally add healthy habits like getting adequate sleep, having a nutritious, balanced diet, and exercising, of course, as directed by your doctor. All of these things have been shown in studies to help. So let's ask the Lord to cleanse and refresh us anew. Let's pour our hearts out to him about our pain because he cares. Oh, he cares. He cares about you. Yes, you who are listening. He cares about you profoundly. 1 Peter 5:7 says, casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and cares about you watchfully. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you love us. We just open our hearts to you right now. Please cleanse us. We confess our sins and we ask that we would rely on you instead of ourselves and on anything that's bad. Instead, help us to rely on you and you alone and just really, really receive your comfort. We thank you for your forgiveness. We just turn to you now and ask that you be our Savior and Lord. And for those who already know you, we just ask for a refreshment in your presence. And we thank you that you offer that to us and that your grace is sufficient. We pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Pray for all listening. Please comfort us and use us to share your comfort with others. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. Again, let God's word become your obsession. Seek God's face. Spend time in his presence. repentance. Don't wait to feel like doing it. Again, when we follow Jesus, feelings often follow.